Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to albums recorded and then re-recorded, in some cases decades later, by jazz artists. It's Do It Again, Jazz Remakes, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. trombonist Curtis Fuller performing his Bluesette 93 from the 1993 album Bluesette 2, backed by most of the original lineup from Fuller's first Bluesette LP recorded in 1959. Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, and Al Harewood on drums, the sole personnel change being Ray Drummond on bass as opposed to Jimmy Garrison on the original recording. Do It Again, Jazz Remakes is the theme of this Nightlights program. Jazz artists have occasionally revisited past albums years or decades after their original release, re-recording them sometimes in their entirety. Often this has been done to take advantage of new, better-sounding audio technology, to explore the longer LP format, or simply to filter material through an older or different musical aesthetic. Duke Ellington, June Christie, Mal Waldron, and Helen Merle and Gil Evans are some of the musicians who've remade records, and we'll be hearing from all of them in the coming hour. We're going to start out with music from one of the most seminal albums in post-World War II jazz, even though it didn't come out originally as an album. Albums didn't even exist yet when Miles Davis, Jerry Mulligan, and a small group of like-minded colleagues waxed the sessions that came to be known as Birth of the Cool. Originally released as 78s, these sides had a considerable impact on the West Coast and Third Stream jazz movements of the 1950s, and they first surfaced as a collected entity on a 1954 Capitol 10-inch LP, and then in 1957 is a full-length album boasting the title Birth of the Cool. The original musicians were a convergence of New York City bebop players and members of the Claude Thornhill Big Band. In 1991, baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, who'd contributed nearly half of the arrangements for the 1949-1950 sessions, approached Miles Davis about re-recording the Birth of the Cool material. In the past, Miles had opposed such projects, but he was coming off a concert that had featured him performing some of the music he'd originally recorded with Gil Evans, and he told Mulligan that he might be interested in doing a new album. Unfortunately, Miles died a few weeks later at the age of 65. The new Birth of the Cool was recorded several months later, with three of the 1949-1950 musicians returning, Mulligan, tuba player Bill Barber, and pianist John Lewis, and with trumpeter Wallace Roney taking the place of Miles. We'll hear their take on Mulligan's arrangement of Davis's Deception, preceded by this, a Mulligan composition from the original Birth of the Cool, Rocker, on Nightlights. Jerry Mulligan performing his arrangement of Miles Davis's Deception from the 1992 CD Rebirth of the Cool, with Phil Woods on alto sax and Wallace Roney on trumpet. Before that, we heard a track from the original Birth of the Cool sessions, Mulligan's Rocker, recorded in New York City in March of 1950. Arranger Gil Evans played an important part in the first Birth of the Cool sessions. Evans passed away in 1988, 3 years before Jerry Mulligan conceived of a new Birth of the Cool, but ironically, one of his last recording projects was very similar in nature. In 1956, singer Helen Merle had asked to work with Evans on her second album, a follow-up to a recording done with trumpeter Clifford Brown. The result was Dream of You, Evans' first full-length LP as an arranger, and a record that garnered a near cult following over the next 30 years. In the mid-1980s, Merle's record company suggested that the two do another album together, and the end result song lineup nearly mirrored the 1956 recording. It took much longer to do, as Evans, according to Merle, had slowed down considerably in his work pace. We'll hear Evans' arrangement of Duke Ellington's I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So from the 1987 LP, and this from the 1956 album, a John Benson Brooks composition that Evans would re-record for his own 1961 Impulse LP, Out of the Cool, Where Flamingos Fly on Nightlights.
If he don't, I'll die. my baby to the place where flamingos fly. You broke the law, they told him. Got to have passport to stay. You're shipping back to the islands on a freighter that's leaving today. Now my baby's gone. Hear the water sigh. Took my heart along with him to the place where flamingos fly. Where flamingos down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree all seem so neighborly. Sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Now if you'd ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. That don't worry me, confidentially. I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you'd ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. That don't worry me, confidentially. I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky soul, and so I am a lucky so-and-so.
Helen Merrill performing Duke Ellington's I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, arranged by Gil Evans from their 1987 LP Collaboration. Before that, we heard Merrill performing Evans' arrangement of Where Flamingos Fly from their 1956 album Dream of You. Duke Ellington is the composer behind our next set, featuring selections from the 1944 and 1958 recordings of his Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, subtitled A Tone Parallel to the History of the Negro in America. Ellington debuted this ambitious, nearly hour-long work at Carnegie Hall in January of 1943. Reviewers generally were not kind to his jazz symphony, though it is now highly regarded. The New York Herald Tribune sniffed that the whole attempt to fuse jazz as a form with art music should be discouraged. Perhaps because of such reviews, Ellington shortened the work considerably when he was able to make studio recordings again in 1944 after the Petrillo ban on new sessions ended. According to jazz scholar Dan Morgenstern, the four selections, totaling 18 minutes in length, were released as two 12-inch discs in a four-color double cardboard sleeve and presented as an RCA Victor showpiece with a photo and biography of Ellington on the back and an inside gatefold featuring annotation and portraits of some of the Ellington band members. 14 years later, Ellington would revised the work and recorded it as an LP for the Columbia label, using gospel singer Mahalia Jackson on the Come Sunday section. We'll hear an instrumental version of that composition with Ray Nance on violin, preceded by a selection from the 1944 double 12-inch Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, The Blues, sung by Joya Sherrill on Nightlights.
The Blues. The blues ain't, the blues ain't nothing. The blues ain't nothing but a cold gray day, and all night long it stays that way. Ain't something that leaves you alone. Ain't nothing I want to call my own. Ain't something with sense enough to get up and go. Ain't nothing like nothing I know. The blues, the blues don't, the blues don't know. The blues don't know nobody as a friend. Ain't been nowhere where they're welcome back again. No ugly mean blue. The blues ain't something that you sing in rhyme. The blues ain't nothing but a dark cloud marking time. The blues is a one-way ticket from your love to nowhere. The blues ain't nothing but a black crepe veil ready to wear. Sighing, crying, feel most like dying. The blues ain't nothing. The blues ain't the
thank you.
Duke Ellington performing Part 6, a.k.a. Come Sunday, from his 1958 full-length LP version of his Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, featuring Ray Nance on violin. Before that, Joya Shirl singing with the Ellington Orchestra on the first studio version of the suite, recorded in 1944, The Blues, from the Duke Ellington Centennial Edition on the RCA Victor label. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Do It Again, Jazz Remakes on Nightlights. We're playing selections from albums that were recorded twice on this edition of Nightlights, in some cases 20 or 30 years after the original. In the 1950s, a number of big bands, such as the Dorsey Brothers and Harry James, re-recorded their classic songs in modern hi-fi, and the introduction of stereo accelerated this trend. A singer who'd gotten her start in the big band era also took advantage of the sonic upgrade, June Christie, who'd done a tour of duty with the Stan Kenton Orchestra in the late 1940s. In the early 1950s, the album format was really beginning to take off, and in late 1953, Christie recorded seven tracks with arranger Pete Rugolo that were released in the summer of 1954 as a 10-inch LP called Something Cool. The commercial response was positive enough for Capitol Records to send Christie and Rugolo back to the studio to record another four songs so that the album could be re-released as a 12-inch LP. It became one of Christie's biggest sellers, fueled in part by the title track, a torchy late-night bar song. According to writer Will Friedwald, when Christie appeared on Hugh Hefner's 1958 Playboy's Penthouse TV program, it was the number that Hefner requested, because it tells such an unusual story, Hefner said. In 1960, Christie and Rugolo re-recorded the entire album in the new stereo format, and we'll hear Something Cool from that session, preceded by Lonely House from the 1954 version of the Something Cool LP on Nightlights.
At night, when everything is quiet, the old house seems to breathe a sigh. Sometimes I hear a neighbor snoring. Sometimes I hear a baby cry. Sometimes I hear a staircase creaking. Sometimes a distant telephone. Lonely it can be. guess there must be something I don't comprehend. Sparrows have companions, even stray dogs find a friend. The night for me is not romantic. Unhook the stars and take them down. I'm lonely in this lonely house, in this lonely town. Something cool, I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. I most usually drink alone. But you were so awfully nice to ask me, and I'm so terribly far from home. Like my dress, I must admit that it's very, very old. But it's simple and neat, just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette, well, but I'll have one, it would be fun, with something cool. I'll bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. And I'll bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the man I loved was it's just the memory I had. One I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad about a day. I'm such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool.
June Christie singing the title track to the 1960 stereo version of her album Something Cool with an arrangement by Pete Rugolo. Before that, Christie singing Rugolo's arrangement of Lonely House, a song with music by Kurt Vile and lyrics by American poet Langston Hughes from the 1954 mono recording of Something Cool. Our next selection features a convergence of two album concepts, the revisitation and the tribute. In 1959, pianist Mal Waldron, who'd often accompanied singer Billie Holiday in the last several years of her life, recorded a tribute LP to her called Left Alone, the name taken from a musical composition of Holiday's. On the title track, he was accompanied by alto saxophonist Jackie McLean. 27 years later, Waldron re-recorded some of the original LP's material and released it as an album called Left Alone 86. This time, McLean appeared on all of the album tracks, and we'll hear them performing two songs associated with Billie Holiday, Lover Man and Good Morning Heartache on Nightlights. Pianist Mal Waldron and alto saxophonist Jackie McLean performing Good Morning Heartache and Lover Man from their 1986 album Left Alone 86, a kind of recasting of Waldron's 1959 tribute to singer Billie Holiday. They were accompanied on those tracks by Herbie Lewis on bass and Eddie Moore on drums. Our last re-recording came about as a result of a Japanese record company, Nippon Columbia, purchasing the rights to the Savoy label catalog in the early 1990s. To help inaugurate a massive reissue project, executives at the company prevailed upon trombonist Curtis Fuller and tenor saxophonist Benny Golson to re-record their classic 1959 Savoy LP, Bluesette. All of the original surviving musicians agreed to participate. The late Jimmy Garrison was replaced on bass by Ray Drummond. Here they are doing Benny Golson's Five Spot After Dark 93 on Nightlights. Curtis Fuller Quintet performing Benny Golson's Five Spot After Dark 93, featuring Fuller on trombone, Golson on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Al Harewood on drums, from the album Bluesette Part 2. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.